USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Investigators have officially named a suspect in the Christmas Day bombing in downtown Nashville.
Based on the evidence that we've gathered to this point, we've come to the conclusion that an individual named Anthony Warner is the bomber, that he was present when the bomb went off, and that he perished in the bombing. We base this conclusion on forensic evidence, including DNA evidence that you'll hear about, as well as evidence that was gathered at the scene of the bombing.
U.S. Attorney Don Cochran there speaking at a Sunday afternoon press conference. Officials at that conference did not mention having found a motive for the bombing, but say that their investigation is ongoing. They were interested in hearing from anyone who knew or may have interacted with the suspect before Christmas. This is USA Radio News.
Billy Gerard here for Ocean Salmon. The new year is on its way and you're making those resolutions. One of yours this year to eat better. And you know what? Salmon should be a part of that. And the best salmon is available delivered to you from our friends at OceanSalmon.com. Chilean farm raised, sustainably raised in the cold Chilean waters. You know, it's one thing to make a commitment to eat better. The next step in that is knowing where your salmon comes from. The very best salmon comes from Chile, and that is OceanSalmon.com. Go right now. OceanSalmon.com. Use promo code ROCKSTAR15. You will get an additional pound of salmon, 15% off, and free shipping. Ocean Salmon. OceanSalmon. OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Free shipping. An additional pound. Oh my goodness. And 15% off. OceanSalmon.com. OceanSalmon.com. That's OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Hurry. Supplies are limited.
With some dire days in the pandemic here, the director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases warns that the worst of COVID is yet to come. Jeremy Scott has the story from the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau.
December has been the nation's deadliest month of the pandemic, with more than 63,000 deaths. Dr. Anthony Fauci tells CNN's State of the Union the trend is quite troubling.
The reason I'm concerned, and my colleagues in public health are concerned also, is that we very well might see a post-seasonal, in the sense of Christmas, New Year's surge. And as I've described it, as a surge upon a surge.
Dr. Fauci says he shares the concern of President-elect Joe Biden that the pandemic might actually get worse in the next few weeks. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
December has become the deadliest month since the beginning of the pandemic, with over 63,000 Americans dying of COVID. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
As tensions between the United States and Iran have risen over the past several months, there is hope that U.S. brokered efforts to improve relations between Arab countries in the Middle East and Israel can help act to prevent any possible military action with Iran. Israel established new diplomatic relations with four Arab League nations in 2020, something Israel hopes to continue. Former Israeli Ambassador Danny Danon hopes that the next administration will continue down the foreign policy path that President Trump has laid out. He tells Fox News that everyone has felt the benefits of improved relations.
I hope that the president-elect will continue with the momentum, because it's good not only for Israel and not only for the moderate Arab country, it's good for the U.S. The U.S. gained a lot of respect in the region when they led the peace initiative, when they built a coalition of modern countries that work with the U.S. against the aggression of Iran.
And Hall of Fame pitcher Phil Niekro has died. He became famous for confusing hitters with his signature knuckleball, winning more than 300 games over his 24-year career, most of that played with the Braves franchise in Milwaukee and Atlanta. Niekro was also known for his longevity. He holds the records for most wins after turning 40, and his 5,404 innings pitched stands fourth all-time. He was inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame in 1997. Phil Niekro passed away Saturday after a long battle with cancer. He was 81. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.